you more.
KO4CEF.
Andrew, happy Monday. Annette, how was your weekend?
Not long enough, unfortunately. One more time. How was yours?
Same, just too short, right? Annette, but I got to work a couple of weeks, and I got some short weeks coming up.
Forward to Christmas break.
Get off for?
It'll be around 2 weeks.
Worth anything when they want you to go back.
Because I'm reporting to my new area at the beginning of the year, so it'll be all brand new.
Not better. And that, you know, something different. It'll be a different change for you.
Saturdays will be nice.
You'll get to know some of the other 5,000 people that work out there, right? You pretty much know everybody where I'm working.
That's always been an issue. Somebody come up, hey, you know so-and-so? Be like, do you know where they work? Because it's a big place. I don't know everybody. Like, paint shop. I have never in almost 22 years, have never been inside the paint shop.
Reason to go over there, huh?
No, and it's its own little enclosed part of the plant, so no. I've been in the body shop plenty of times, but never been in the paint shop.
To change that at least once in 20-something years.
See, they get a little funny about swapping between departments, though.
Have, like, weekly safety inspections where supervisors go to different departments and look for things that aren't safe.
We'll do like a wall-to-wall that's required. It's more for our particular area, but not for the other areas. They'll have to do their own, basically.
You get so used to something in your area, you don't notice that it might be unsafe.
You're right about that. Chef rig down and everything. We rearranged for Christmas. It was a fun night last night.
Chef now until after Christmas?
I'll hook the portable rig or something up till to one of my antennas if I need to. I don't know yet, but yeah, all my antennas are disconnected, laying behind the couch right now where my table used to be with my radio set on.
Upstairs in the bonus room in its own little area that doesn't get messed with, so it stays up all the time. I made one park contact over the weekend, got on just to make sure I still knew how.
I get that. Shoot, I got on, I think it was Thanksgiving Day. I was going to show my dad some parts on the air, but there was only maybe 5 or 6 parts total going. I'm like, I'm not gonna get on just for a couple of them, which I don't blame anybody. I wouldn't have done it on Thanksgiving either.
On that Parks on the Air Facebook page and that, and I see a bunch of them that were out there, but some of them just don't spot. They spot on that Facebook page.
Taking that more often because I'm on there. I deleted the app off my phone a few months back and had never reinstalled it.
Patrick would be on in that, but he was over at his, I believe he said, father-in-law's or whatever, so he couldn't get on.
I don't know, time, you know, maybe one day a week or something. I don't know yet. Be good if we all found the time to get on the radio together. I'd like to hear Ed again. I ain't talked to him in forever, although I've heard he's at least been on the radio, which is good.
To catch him on 2 meters, you got to catch him maybe about between 2 and 3, I think, when he goes to pick up his grandkids. Late or early, whichever it was, Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, because he texted me Happy Thanksgiving at 2 a.m.
Day. Yeah, I ain't talked to him in a while. Patrick was telling me he talked to him one day as he was picking up his grandkids.
Today I was off early enough to talk to him. His wife, Carol, was off, and she went to pick him up, and so he wasn't on.
figure out how to get on 80 one evening and see when y'all chit-chat.
Toyota lot looks like they got at least four new cars out there.
Here, there was a BMW dealer that did not have anything on its lot, so they got the employees to pull the cars up front just so they can have some cars. It looked like they were actually open.
That's too funny. It's like, I just went by the Ford place. The Ford looks like it's got quite a few out there, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Either people don't want them or, you know, they're making them, but I can't believe that they're making that many. Then the Toyota's probably stuck on a ship somewhere, KN4 TFW.
You're right about that. I would say the same, because I went by the Ford dealership, and they actually had a decent amount. I mean, you could tell they were down a little bit. It was like where the one in Spartanburg didn't normally just park a bunch of, you know, trucks right out there in the very entrance. It was just kind of a mixture of trucks and SUVs and whatnot. I guess it looked like they had plenty of stuff.
Everybody's trying to make it look like there isn't a problem in that, so they don't cause widespread panic for the normal people.
How it is, the prices are too high. I went and looked at it wasn't a Suburban, it was the next one down, I guess a Tahoe. I went and looked at one that was near my house, and it was like a 2017, and they wanted $40,000+ for that thing. I'm like, no, thank you. I told the guy, I'm like, that's just too much, and sales manager tried to come out and talk to me and tell me that was the norm and you ain't gonna get one much cheaper. I'm like, well, then I ain't buying one right now.
The economy starts going more south and everything, and people are out of jobs and that, and then you'll be able to pick one up for nearly nothing.
Get down eventually. Who knows? Maybe. Otherwise, I'll just keep my truck running until then. KO4CFRID.
That body and running gear is still good. Just drop another motor in it, right?
Because it ain't worth it to go out and try to find one. I need to start walking in and see what all we got planned for today. See how ready we are to start up. So I'm going to have to save 7-3 to you. Hope you have a safe trip on the way to work. And hopefully we'll holler at you maybe this evening. We'll have to see. But have a good one. 7-3s. And I will be clear on your final. KO4CEN.
Sure, have a good day. And I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
7-3s, Andrew. KO4HKX. Have a great day, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing good for this time of day on a Monday morning.
How's your grandfather?
Ah, that went great.
I was hoping he'd enjoy it.
His KI4DOS, and he gave me some material for my extra class stuff. And then him and Grandpa sitting told Navy stories for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I know he enjoyed the day for sure then.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't planning on doing a whole lot of work. I'd done prepared the route for it, and it was more about just spending time with him, because after we got done there, we stopped at a few more stops, and then we went and ate lunch at one of his favorite places, and then we made our way to the house.
Are you thinking about getting his license?
I wish he would, but if he did, we'd never hear the end of him on the repeater.
At least somebody's got to be using it, right?
He sits by the scanner there all day listening to what's going on in the county, in Henderson County, so he'd have the radio right there with him.
Fast as technician, no problem.
Like I said, I wish he would. It'd be fun to talk to him something like that. I thought about programming his scanner where it would listen to the repeater anyway.
Idea for him to go ahead and do that, and then when he hears it enough, You know what I mean? Here's you on there and people chit-chatting and that. You probably jump in there.
But I hadn't, like I said, I hadn't talked to him a whole lot about it.
You up for a minute on Sunday, and I thought, well, if you were close by, we might could do something.
Husband, I'd stop by to visit with my stepdad and see how he was. And on the way home from church, hadn't made it home yet.
Get hooked up one day.
I'd like to get the morning crew on there one evening or something so we can talk to Ed.
He texted me Thanksgiving morning about 2 a.m.
Yup. I texted him one day. Can't remember if it was Thursday or Friday or what day it was. But he said he had a house full of kids, so he didn't want to try to get on the radio.
With him sometimes. And that, I don't know, it just said, I heard my phone go off at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was him saying Happy Thanksgiving.
Got his sleep cycle back to where it was, or should be.
A few weeks ago, you know, and he said his sleeping time was midnight to 8, and then, so that, you know, that throws a crinkle in it for sure. KN4 TFW.
Thanksgiving.
And that we ate it with the neighbors and that, and I carved up our turkey and everything and that, and I canned it on Friday.
So how did that go, canning experience?
It went well. I took all the, you know, the thighs and all those pieces that it's hard to get the meat off of and threw them in my, oh, geez, what is it called? I call it a crock pot on steroids, but it's like a little pressure cooker-like thing, and I throw it in there for 30 minutes, and then all the meat just falls off the bones and everything, and made some more broth so that I could use for canning, and it works out really good. I mean, I did 2 jars last year, and then we had one 11 months later, and it was awesome.
To try. Like I said, I've never tried any canned meat. I don't know. We never did it. We always canned vegetables and other stuff, but never any canned meat.
I need to make sure I knew how to do it and could get the process down pat, you know, because I'd rather throw it in the pantry than in the freezer. If the power goes out, you lose everything that way.
Canning meat and chicken broth from the crock pot.
All the drippings from the turkeys and all the ones from the crock pot where I got all the bones out and everything and put it in the jars to, you know, to top them off with fluid.
You were using water as your liquid.
Through all those chicken pieces or the turkey pieces with all the bones and everything in that Instapot there, and I threw the, I put a couple of quarts of water in there with it and just put it on a quick 30 minutes, and that was enough to knock all the meat off the bones and get me some broth to put back in it, you know, just to help it can.
I'll have to remember that and give it a try.
Much left over, you know, but when we do that and everything, and it's like I just did it. I ended up with 5 quarts of turkey and 2 quarts of leftover broth that we could use to make soup or something like that.
Sounds pretty good. I'll have to remember, keep that in mind.
That with the turkey and with my chili, because it's hard for me to make a small batch of chili.
Hard to cook for just 2 people anymore.
Got to perfect this. Like I packed the jars, filled them up with broth, made sure I got the air out and everything, but somehow during the process I lose a little bit of fluid out of it. I'm not quite sure exactly how that happens, if the meat soaked it up or what happened to it.
Going out of steam before it seals the lid. It depends on how much you're losing.
what I was thinking, because, you know, you don't put the band on tight. You only put it, you know, contact plus like a tenth of a turn. And then, you know, you got to cook it for 90 minutes. So that definitely is going to make some stuff seep out. Those things, when I took them out of the cooker and I heard them seal, they were still bubbling an hour and a half later.
All it is, because you lose some when you're doing vegetables and stuff like that too, so I wouldn't worry too much about that, I guess.
Yep, so we should still be good to go. And when it was venting off, I could smell a little bit of turkey smell, so that's what I figured happened to it.
Anything else this weekend?
Shopping for Susan's birthday on Wednesday. And I went to Lowe's, got a kind of a ballpark estimate for countertops, and I was investigating doing some of the work myself, and because it's a whole lot cheaper to do it yourself, but it's just a lot of work.
And some of that stuff's hard to do by yourself.
We got a little, in the corner, it's like a little built-in desk with a little bookshelf above it. She wants to take that out of the kitchen and put a pantry in there, which that makes sense. And that, I think I could do it pretty cheap. I got all the tools to do it. You know, I just haven't practiced that much, but I believe I could do it.
You can do it. Just got to get the time and put your mind to it.
Golf cart place this afternoon. Pick up some brake shoes for a golf cart.
Golf cart place over close to where you're at.
It's from Heron Circle on 56.
Yeah, I know where Heron Circle's at. I try to stay away from that area.
So much construction down in that area, but you can still get off at Heron Circle on 585, or is that what it is?
So it's been a long time since I've been down that way.
No, I'm sorry, Business 85, KN4 TFW.
Jump over on the other frequency.
Roger that. Get you there.
For HKX, and I'll be clear.